And for more on the NAACP's money troubles, we went straight to the top. NPR's Tony Cox caught up with the group's interim president and CEO, Dennis Hayes, from his hotel room in Austin, Texas.
This isn't the first financial crisis the NAACP has faced, but it sounds like it may be the worst. Let's begin with you detailing for us, if you will, the cuts that are in store.
Well, the NAACP's not facing a financial crisis. What we have is a few years of missed revenue projections that have advised us that as good stewards of our money and managing our resources responsibly, that we should right-size our staff, our organization, to adjust to that reality. It's not a crisis because the NAACP has money in the bank and our bills are paid. You might be referring to a financial crisis we had perhaps 10 years ago where the NAACP found itself several million dollars in debt with no money in the bank and an inability to pay its bills at the time. But we're nowhere near that kind of situation.
Well, what you've described certainly does not sound like crisis financing, but closing of seven regional offices and shrinking the staff 40% certainly has that crisis ring to it.
Well, it may, if you don't look at the facts behind the impression that one might have. We're doing nothing any different than many corporations do at times. We're not closing operations in areas. We're centralizing them. And so with regards to our satellite operations, we've got staff that will be working from the headquarters as opposed to working from a physical office in some six cities around the country. Makes sense as a cost-cutting measure to simply have those employees who are often on the road anyway to simply use Baltimore as a base. We're not cutting our operations in any way. In fact, we're still servicing all our core areas. And our services are not being disrupted in any way.
What role, if any, did Bruce Gordon's departure play in the group's financial condition currently? And how have his criticisms of the NAACP's financial handling, how have they hurt, if at all?
Well, one can only speculate. I mean, the reality is that the NAACP's past CEO left unexpectedly, amidst several fundraising initiatives that sort of stopped at the time and have to be regenerated. He left at a time that we didn't have a chief fundraiser. Had he stayed, it's speculative as to whether we would have met the revenue projections for the year. But it's also true that for the past several years, the NAACP has missed its revenue projections, and we've decided that we won't draw down on our reserves unless absolutely necessary. And so we've brought our staffing and what have you to a point where we can operate without doing that. But we also want to take the opportunity to do things a little bit differently and increase our technology, build capacity, improve our communications. And we figured out a way that we can do it with a lesser headcount. That's the nature of business. Unfortunately, it affects people, but we don't feel that it will affect our operations at all. In fact, it's going to make us leaner and tighter.
Won't you need a new person, a permanent person in the CEO's position to be able to accomplish that?
Well, that's preferable, but, you know, I've been around for 22 years. I'm getting a bit long in tooth. I've worked as the general counsel for some 15 years, and I've served in this capacity for several times. We have senior staff that have been around for years, so our operations are still going very smoothly. We're planning for a very positive convention. We're still enjoying successes across the board, whether it's reauthorization of the Civil Rights Act. I happen to be sitting in Texas to be deposed tomorrow in a housing case, so we're continuing to push for social justice as our mission calls us to do.
Mr. Hayes, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with interim NAACP President and CEO Dennis Hayes.